Kurdish guerrillas today freed 8 Turkish soldiers who'd been captured in a raid 2 weeks ago. The Turks are reported to be in good health back in Istanbul. The gesture comes at a time of increased tensions between Turkey and the Kurdish militant group known as the PKK. The Kurdish fighters have been launching cross-border raids into Turkey from camps in northern Iraq, and the last thing the United States wants is for the raids to provoke another front in the Iraq war. Iraq's neighbors and other powers are meeting in Istanbul to try to ease the tensions. Stephen Kinzer was the New York Times bureau chief in Istanbul from 1996 to 2000. His book is called Crescent and Star, Turkey Between Two Worlds, and he joins us. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you, Leanne.
What does this conference hope to accomplish?
It hopes to accomplish a resolution to this great looming crisis in which the United States sees a conflict between two of its allies. Until the United States comes up with a clear policy of what it wants to do, I don't see anything substantial coming out of this conference.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice promised to work to resolve the situation. To Turkey's satisfaction, this is what she said.
The United States considers the PKK a terrorist organization, and indeed that we have a common enemy, that we must find ways to take effective action so that Turkey will not suffer from terrorist attacks.
Secretary Rice is very careful in her choice of words. She says we must find ways to take effective action. Stephen Kinzer, what do you think those ways are, and what could be effective action?
I think the one possible solution to this problem would be a combination of short-term and long-term measures. The short-term measure would be for the United States somehow to pressure our friends in northern Iraq, in the Kurdistan region up there, to seal off the region where the PKK has its stronghold. But that will only be effective if it's part of a longer-term solution to find a kind of a political, democratic way out of this Kurdish conflict. There is no military solution to it. If there were, the Kurdish army, which has been pursuing a military solution for 20 years, would have won a long time ago.
We have a tape of Turkey's foreign minister, Ali Babacan, and he spoke through a translator, and he said that Kurdish leaders in northern Iraq are in cahoots with the PKK.
North of Iraq, the administration in Iraq made points such that gives the impression that they are supporting the terrorist organization. We have strong doubts about their willingness to combat the PKK terrorism.
Stephen Kinzer, do you think that the Kurdish government or elements of the Kurdish government in northern Iraq are collaborating with the PKK?
There's no doubt that a sense of Kurdish ethnic solidarity transcends the supposed loyalty of northern Iraqi Kurds to the Baghdad government. So what Foreign Minister Babacan had to say is true, but it really is too narrow. It doesn't take into account what really caused this problem. There are three factors that have combined to create this crisis. The first is that back in 1999, the Turks captured the head of the PKK, Abdullah Öcalan. At his trial, he repented. He said he wanted to help the state. And after his conviction, the state had a chance to try to use this time to produce a long-term, peaceful, democratic resolution to this problem. But the Turkish state, which at that time was still very dominated by the army, was unwilling to do that. The second contributing factor to this crisis was the U.S. invasion of Iraq. The reason Turks didn't support that invasion was that they knew that this was going to happen, that there was going to be a Kurdish regional entity or quasi-state in northern Iraq, and that that entity was going to give sanctuary to the PKK. That's exactly what happened. And the third contributor, the third villain in the piece, if you will, is the European Union. I made a trip through the Kurdish region of Turkey at the end of 2005, and I was amazed at what I found out there. That place had been something like an open prison for years, but suddenly it was bursting with democracy. People were saying things that they would have never said before. There were organizations springing up. There were conferences. And when I asked people why, what was the change, they all said, well, Turkey's on track to join the European Union. The Turkish government has to be democratic. Then last December, the European Union turned away from Turkey. They had an about-face. They froze key negotiations with Turkey, and they told the Turks that maybe no matter what they did, they were never going to get into the EU. This was a huge gift to anti-democratic forces in Turkey, who then turned to Prime Minister Erdogan and said, well, your policy of trying to find a democratic solution didn't produce the opening in Europe that we had hoped, so there's no reason to pursue it anymore. Hmm. So the confluence of these three factors over a period of years has created this crisis.
Former New York Times bureau chief in Turkey, Stephen Kinzer. He's also the author of Crescent and Star, Turkey Between Two Worlds. Thank you very much.
Thank you.